One of the nation's leading criminal justice reform advocates will be in Boston later this month, continuing his call to put an end to policies that lead to high incarceration rates. Attorney Brian Stevenson founded the group, the Equal Justice Initiative, in Alabama, which works with death row inmates. He wrote about it in his book, Just Mercy. He also successfully argued before the U.S. Supreme Court against automatic life in prison without parole sentences for juveniles. Stevenson says there's a lot wrong with the nation's criminal justice system, but he also sees solutions.
I'm persuaded that we've got to get more proximate to the places in our communities where there's suffering and abuse. I think that most people in the Boston area have been taught that if there's a bad part of town, if there are places where schools aren't doing very well, if there's areas where there's drug addiction and dependency or neglect, we've been taught to stay as far away from those places as possible. And I actually think we need to get closer to the parts of our community where there is suffering. And it's only in proximity that we can begin to effectively solve these problems. I think we have too many policymakers trying to solve problems from a distance.
You know, since you started the Equal Justice Initiative and started working on this, a lot has happened. Your initiative has won either reversal or release for more than 100 people, I understand, 100 people who are on death row. Also, we've seen Ferguson, Missouri erupt, the Black Lives Matter movement. There's a lot of attention to criminal justice issues. Do you think there's a movement toward some of these things that you've been working on for decades now? Would you describe it like that, or how would you characterize it?
Well, I think we've had gradual progress. I mean, we started a campaign 7 years ago to end life without parole sentences imposed on children, and we've now seen the United States Supreme Court ban that punishment, and there are hundreds of kids that were condemned to die in prison, some as young as 13 and 14, who are now having success, including kids in Massachusetts.
Also in Massachusetts, we've had two rather large scandals involving our drug lab, the lab that tests drugs as evidence in criminal cases. And prosecutors are routinely opposed to dismissing these charges outright, even though the forensic evidence was faulty.
I think the problem is that we haven't really held prosecutors and state technicians accountable. We afford them immunity, we shield them from litigation, and that means that they're not motivated in too many instances to act responsibly. In no other area of public policy would we tolerate the kind of errors that we're tolerating in the criminal justice system.
But there are folks who, generally speaking, and maybe this is a bit overly simplistic, but they do say, yes, our criminal justice system does make mistakes, but it's still the most fair system to keep our country safe. What do you say to that?
Well, I actually think it's just uninformed. I believe there are more innocent people in jails and prisons today than we've ever had in our history. Most of the people we have in jails and prisons are not there to keep us safe. They're there for being drug addicts and drug dependent. They're there for writing bad checks and low-level property crimes. I think there's probably a million people in our jails and prisons who, if we release them tomorrow, the rates on crime and the public safety factors would not be compromised in any way.
You know, with death penalty cases, there's a lot of darkness and misery. So your work can be very dark. And in your book, Just Mercy, you write about how at one point you felt as if you wanted to give up. You wrote, "You can't effectively fight abusive power and not be broken by it." What keeps you positive?
Well, you know, I'm energized by the changes that we sometimes see. I mean, I think seeing what I've seen, knowing what I know, it would be unconscionable for me to do nothing. And I think, and the reason why I wrote this book was because I'm persuaded that most people, if they knew more about what was happening in our criminal justice system, in our jails and prisons, with children, with the mentally ill, with the poor, they would not be willing to be silent or indifferent. These things represent very basic crises, human crises, that moral just people have to respond to.
You said you're broken too.
I am broken. I don't think you can get proximate to suffering. I don't think you can try to change narratives. I don't think you can stay hopeful in the face of so much hopelessness and do uncomfortable things, which is what we're required to do, without being broken. But I think there's a power in brokenness. It's in brokenness that we understand the power of compassion and justice.
All right. Attorney Brian Stevenson, he's founder of the Equal Justice Initiative in Alabama. He'll be speaking in Boston later this month. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you.